always a great joy to be with you on Easter.
复活节能跟大家在一起，总是一个很大的喜乐。
And it was for my wife and me a very special time to hear this wonderful music this morning.
我跟我太太两个人今天能够听这么美好的音乐，实在是美好的时间。
I know that all of those songs may not be familiar to you.
我知道这中间所有可能这诗歌中间有些你不太熟悉。
But they are great songs that we have sung for years because of the wonderful news of the resurrection.
中间因为这些诗歌来传递复活的大好的消息，我们已经唱了很多很多年。
And the choir gets better all the time.
这诗班是越来越好。
Now, this morning, I want us to go to the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John.
今天早上我想请大家来读约翰福音第十一章。
I'm just reading verses 17 through 25.
我们只来学习十一节到二十六节。
If you have a New Testament nearby, open to that passage with me.
如果你有新约，就把翻到那个经文。
And maybe somebody next to you would like to look at your copy of the 11th chapter of John.
或者有人可以去，在你旁边的人可以来看看你的圣经，可以来读你的圣经。
I'm going to begin reading at verse 17 and conclude with verse 25.
我来读第十七节到二十五节。
On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming,She went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered,I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣到了第十七节到二十六节，耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
Bow with me for just a word of prayer, please.
让我们来一同低头祷告。
Almighty God,
全能的上帝，
we long to hear from you this day.
我们渴望今天听到你的声音。
More than words from human lips,
不是从人口中间所讲出来的话。
Reveal that truth that we need to know that sets us free.
向我们彰显你所要让我们知道的真理，所以我们可以得到自由。
And we know it comes through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道唯有透过圣灵的能力、圣灵的存在、圣灵的显示，才能够实现。
We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告 Amen
Now Jesus was good friends with Mary, Martha and Lazarus
耶稣是马大玛利亚还有拉撒路的好朋友
He had stayed with them in their home on several occasions
有几次他待在他们家中
And they knew him and they loved him
他们认识他也爱他
But Lazarus took sick, became ill
拉撒路生病了
And they sent a message to Jesus
他们就给耶稣送了一个信息
Please come, our brother, your friend is very sick
朋友生病了
But Jesus did not hurry
但是耶稣没有急忙没有慌张
He continued with his disciples before going on to Bethany
他是继续跟他的门徒待在一起然后才到伯大尼
And by the time Jesus got there Lazarus had died
当耶稣到了伯大尼的时候拉撒路已经死掉了
Now the sisters, Mary and Martha, were very upset.
对她的姐姐玛利亚跟马大很不开心。
They knew the reputation of Jesus.
他们知道耶稣基督的名气。
He had been performing miracles of healing everywhere he went.
他无论到何处，他都在实习，他都在行他医治的能力。
And they were convinced if Jesus had come, he would have brought Lazarus from his sickness.
他们很清楚很确信如果耶稣来了他们就能使得拉撒路的病得到医治
But now Lazarus is dead
但现在拉撒路死了
4 days in the tomb
在坟墓中四天
And the Bible tells us it didn't smell very good
圣经说 闻起来不是很好闻
But Jesus says to Martha Do you believe that your brotherCan rise again?
但是耶稣对马大说：“你相不相信你兄弟可以复活？”
Now she knew well the teaching of the Old Testament.
她很清楚这个旧约的教导。
And with the good Jewish people, she was confident of a resurrection.
如作为一个好的这种犹太人，她是非常确信能够复活。
And she says to Jesus, "Oh yes, he'll rise in the last day."
他就跟耶稣说哎，对对对对他在末日的时候就能复活
But then Jesus says something that's very powerful
但是耶稣讲到非常带有能力的话语
He says to Martha I am the resurrection and the life
他对马大说我就是复活我就是生命
And he follows that statement with this.
他然后就接着说
Do you believe this?
他就问你相信吗你信这话吗
You see, he is asking Martha to affirm that he is the resurrection.
你看他是在让马大能够确信他就是复活。
Jesus had on several occasions said to the people, I am.
他在有好几次他对人说我是。
You remember he said, I am the bread of life.
他曾经说过我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am the good shepherd.
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I am the door, the entrance into the kingdom.
他就说我就是这个门进入天国的门。
But here he makes one of the most powerful of all statements when he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
他在这个地方当他说复活在我身上我是复活我就是生命。
And he follows that by asking, do you believe?
他接着就问你相信吗
One of the great pastors of the large church in New York City, today probably with about 10,000 people, made this statement.
在我们当今有一个很有名气的一个牧师在纽约市他的教会现在大概有10,000人 Tim Keller 他是如此讲
Tim Keller said the issue on which everything hangs is not whether you like the teachings of Jesus, but whether or not he rose from the dead.
他如此说，一切的关键不是你喜不喜欢耶稣的教导，而是他有没有从死里复活。
The question this morning, do you believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead?
今天早上的问题是，你相不相信耶稣基督从死里复活？
You see, to believe this makes a radical difference in your life.
如果你要是相信耶稣，相信这个，相信他复活，会在你自己的生活之中带来天翻地覆的变化。
You can't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead without it having a great impact on your life.
你不能是仅仅相信耶稣基督从死里复活，而自己的生命没有一个巨大的改变。
And you see, Martha was ready to acknowledge that someday he will rise.
马大，你看他已经是做好决定，有一天他将会复活。
But here is where the radical difference comes.
在这个地方就是一种特别的不同。
Jesus says, "I am the resurrection."
耶稣说，我就是复活，就是复活在我。
He didn't say, "I will be the resurrection." He said, "I." Am the resurrection.
他不是说我将是，而是说我就是。
Now,
现在
today,
今天
at this very moment,
此时此刻
Jesus Christ is the resurrection.
耶稣基督就是复活，复活在耶稣基督。
You see, it's not simply a matter of knowing about Jesus.
这个不是仅仅是只是认识耶稣基督而已。
It's a matter of believing that he meant what he said.
而是相信他所说的话。
The difference that it makes.
所以第一个差异。
And this is a big difference. Resurrection life is vital and dynamic.
复活的生命是有活力和生气勃勃的。
It is more than a religion.
不仅仅是一个宗教。
It's a relationship with a living Christ.
而是和活着的耶稣基督有关系。
I travel all over the world.
我在世界各地跑。
Many of you folks know this already.
你们中间很多人都已经知道。
You have supported my ministry in India.
你们已经在支持我在印度的侍奉。
And as I travel, I meet and encounter many religions.
当我四处旅游的时候，我碰到很多不同宗教、带有不同宗教背景的人。
And all of those religions are trying to help people to be better.
所有这些宗教都是为了帮助人能够更好。
They say, work harder.
他有人说你要继续的努力。
Try to do good.
要尽力做好事。
Burn your incense.
或者烧香。
Make your sacrifice.
或者是献祭。
Maybe the gods will hear you.
上帝或许能听见。
That's religion.
这是宗教。
Jesus Christ comes to you and to me.
耶稣基督到你那里，到我这里。
And he says, through my death and resurrection, I bring you into a relationship with Almighty God.
他说借着我的死和复活我就使得你可以有一个跟全能上帝有一个关系。
People will ask me, you're very religious, aren't you? They ask me that question.
有人就问我这样问题，你是不是特别的宗教性？
And I tell them, no, I'm not particularly religious.
他说我觉得不是，我不是特别的那个宗教性。
I know some religions stop traffic in the city in order for people to pray 5 times a day.
我知道有些宗教会使得这个城市里边的这种交通可以停下来，所以人们可以在每天可以祷告5次。
I'm not that religious.
我没有像这样子，好像这么信。
Some will journey for years to go to a special place to please God.
有些人可能就是说走很多年的路，就是为了到一个特别的地方来讨上帝的，来讨神的喜悦。
I haven't gone on any journeys.
我从来没有走过这样的，有过这样的旅程。
I'm not that religious.
我不是这么有宗教性。
Some people will burn their candles or turn their prayer wheels.
有人或者是 烧香烧蜡烛，或者是转这种祷告的环。
They're very religious.
他们很宗教性。
I'm not that religious.
我不是如此。
You say, well, we thought you were a Christian.
你可能就问我，我还以为你是基督徒。
Isn't that being religious?
基督徒难道就不是很有宗教性吗？
It's more than that.
是远远多于这些。
It's being changed by the grace of God.
而是被上帝的恩典所改变。
It is being transformed by resurrection life.
而是被这个复活的生命所彻底的来改变。
It's no longer what I do, it is what God has done for me and in me through the risen Savior.
已经不再是我做了些什么，而是上帝借着复活的主在我自己生命之中借着我他要做什么。
You see, I encourage every one of you today to come to Jesus Christ.
我今天来鼓励你们每一位来到耶稣基督面前。
Not to become religious,
不是说有宗教性，
but to have your sins forgiven.
而是你自己的罪得到赦免。
And to receive the gift of eternal life.
来接受这永恒生命的这样的礼物。
And the eternal life is not something that's going to happen someday.
永生不是说是在将来某一天会发生。
Eternal life is the gift that God gives you right now.
这个永生就是上帝要给你的礼物，现在就要给。
You say, well, what do I have to do?
你可能就问，我到底要做些什么？
Well, a pastor was askedby a man one time, what do I have to do?
有一个牧师曾经被一个人这样子问，我要做什么？
The pastor answered, you're too late.
这个牧师说，你太晚了。
It's already been done.
已经做过了，已经完成了。
Everything that's necessary for you to be saved was done at the cross and at the empty tomb.
这一切所使得你能够得救的这一切的事情，已经是在十字架上已经被做，而且那空的坟墓证明。
It is for you to come and receive it.
是你自己就是要来活出这样的生命。
Well, we have to hurry on, don't we? Okay.
我们好像要再抓紧时间。
Let's go to another difference here.
我们再看下边一个不同。
Oh, it's not so. Oh, I wanted to go back and do that. I put here, it is not simply head knowledge.
不仅仅是头脑的知识。
You see, the Jewish people memorize much scripture.
犹太人背了很多的经文。
When a young boy or young girl comes to the age of being accepted in the synagogue,They have to quote much scripture.
当年轻当小孩子男孩女孩来到这个会堂的时候，他们应该能够背很多的经文。
Sometimes they quote the entire book of Ruth.
他们可以有的时候他们可以引用所有的就整篇的路德记。
Or they may quote 8 or 10 chapters from Isaiah.
他们可能从以赛亚中间8到10章，他们可以这样子来引用。
There's a lot of head knowledge.
脑子中间有很多的知识。
And Martha said, "I know the teaching. There will be a resurrection in the last day."
所以马大说，我知道这个教导，在末日的时候肯定会有复活。
It's more than knowing it with your head. It's opening your heart to receive His life.
这个不仅仅是在大脑里边知道，而是要把你的心打开来接受他的生命。
Have you done that?
你有没有这样做？
Okay, we go on. Let me see, where are we here? Oh, there we are. Difference number two.
差异之二。
This is difficult.
这是很难。
Resurrection life moves from a cautious life to a risk-filled life of faith.
复活的生命使得你的生命不再是小心翼翼，而是充满着信心而冒风险。
Our churches are so careful and cautious that they have no room for the inbreaking of the Holy Spirit.
我们教会实在是太小心翼翼，所以就圣灵就没有空间可以进入，可以插入我们中间。
We want to keep it just like it has been.
我们就想它永远保持以前的老样子。
And so we design our programs.
所以我们把我们的所有的节目都计划出。
And we calculate our budget.
我们来算我们到底口袋里有多少钱。
And God has to work within that framework.
上帝必须要在这个范围之中才能够工作。
I was at a conference last year.
去年我曾经参加一个会议。
And I heard a speaker who was a pastor from Nigeria.
我就听到有一个讲员是尼日利亚的一个牧师。
And Nigeria is one of the most persecuted countries in the world right now.
尼日利亚是在这个世界上最受迫害的，基督徒最受迫害的一个地方。
Thousands of Christians have been killed and their villages burned to the ground.
千万的基督徒被杀掉，他们的村庄被火焚烧。
This Nigerian pastor looked at us, pastors and church leaders.
这个尼日利亚的牧师，他看到我们这些人，我们这些牧师还有教会的领袖们。
And this is what he said to us.
他就如此说。
The lack of vibrancy and vitality in the Western, that is the American church, can never attract new believers.
他说，缺乏生机和活力的西方，特别是美国教会，永远不会吸引新基督徒。
There's no evidence of transformation, new life, and radical faith.
是因为这边没有更新、改变新生命和翻天覆地的信仰的证据。
I've been reading recently about the church growing in many places in Africa.
我最近就在读一些东西，关于在非洲教会在迅速增长的这些东西。
They're under great persecution.
他们受巨大的迫害。
But the church is growing.
但是教会增长。
One of the reasons it's growing is people are seeing the miracles of the Holy Spirit.
其中一个原因是因为大家在看到圣灵在做工，在有神迹发生。
People are being healed.
人们被医治。
Demons are being cast out.
这种撒旦，这种恶魔就被赶走。
Broken relationships are being restored.
破碎的关系得到重建。
And people who know nothing about Jesus are stepping back and saying, How does this happen?
那些根本都不知道耶稣基督的人就会在旁边就会讲，这种事情怎么能发生？
We want this to happen in our lives.
我们盼望的这些事情发生在我们的生命之中。
And they tell them, come to Jesus.
他们就跟他们讲，来救耶稣基督。
In one country in Africa, one1,000 new churches in a month.
在非洲的一个国家，一个月有1000个教会这样子产生。
Now, when I speak of a church, I'm not talking about a building.
当我说教会的时候，没有说就是一个房间建筑。
But in the villages, 20, 30 people gathering every week now to pray and worship Jesus and God.
在一个村庄里有20-30人聚在一起，每天 每个礼拜聚在一起来祷告，来敬拜上帝。
Village after village coming to Christ.
一个村庄都来归向耶稣基督。
Because they see the demonstration of God's Holy Spirit.
因为他们看到上帝的圣灵的存在的彰显。
I have a question I want to ask you.
我想问你一个问题。
If the Holy Spirit were withdrawn from the church today, how long would it take for you to realize that the Holy Spirit was not present? How long would it take for you to know that?
如果圣灵今天被从教会被拿走，大概要花多久你才会发现？你才会发现圣灵不在了。
You hear my question?
你明白这个问题吗？
You see, we can gather every Sunday, sing beautiful songs, and hear a sermon, and maybe the Holy Spirit is not even present.
我们可以每个礼拜天相聚，听到很美丽的诗歌，然后听到一篇讲道，很有可能圣灵根本不在其中。
We can do the programs of the church.
我们可以照教会的所有的节目来做。
We can raise the money for the budget.
我们可以我们自己的预算，我们可以得到钱。
But what is it that's happening here that we can only attribute to the work of the Holy Spirit?
在我们中间所发生的是什么事情？我们知道，唯有圣灵才能做。
Is there anything happening today that can only happen because of the Holy Spirit's work?
今天所发生的事情，有什么事情是唯有圣灵在其中才可能发生
？You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ means that we begin to move in a new and exciting direction.
耶稣基督复活就意味着我们可以通向一个崭新的、更加令人兴奋的这个环境。
You see, the Holy Spirit of God is here today to do miraculous work in our midst.
你知道，圣灵在我们中间，如果在我们中间，他是要做那种奇妙的、那种带神迹性的
工作。Are we ready for that?
我们有没有做好准备
？Do you believe it?
你相不相信？
Difference number three.
第三个差异。
Resurrection life means deliverance from bondage to being set free.
复活的生命意味着从被捆绑到得自由。
You remember when Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus?
你知道耶稣到了拉撒路的坟墓前。
He said, "Move the stone."
他说把石头拿开。
Now that's high risk. That's a high risk.
你知道这个是在冒险，冒很大的险。
If they move the stone, all they know is it's going to stink.
如果他们把石头挪开，他们所知道的肯定就是很臭。
Because his body has been in there 4 days.
你身体已经在那里边四天了。
Why are we moving the stone?
我们为什么要把石头挪开呢？
They took that risk because Jesus was ready to set Lazarus free.
他们愿意来冒这个险，因为耶稣基督已经准备使得拉撒路来得自由。
Lazarus gets up.
拉撒路就起来。
He's all wrapped up in the funeral robes.
身上被捆着那葬礼所要用来的这样的所有的衣服。
Jesus said, "Get those rags off of him and set him free."
耶稣说把他那些身上的那些破烂布都给弄下来，拿下来，让他能够得自由。
You see, resurrection power comes today to set us free.
知道复活的大能今天来到这里，要让我们得到自由。
There are so many things in our lives that have us in bondage.
我们生活中有很多的事情把我们捆绑住。
And we need to be set free from these things.
我们需要从这其中来得到自由。
I want you to remember these words of Jesus.
我想让你记得耶稣基督的话语。
Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
耶稣基督在约翰福音八章三十二节如此说：“你们将认识真理，真理。”会使你们得自由。
Now, when Jesus says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, what does he mean by truth?
当耶稣说你们将认识真理，真理会使你们得自由，这个真理是什么意思？
Well, I've studied both here in the United States and also overseas in Oxford to try to understand truth.
我在美国读过书，也在牛津大学读过书，就想了解什么是真理。
So I've studied some philosophy.
我学了一点点哲学。
I've studied some theology.
学了一点点神学。
But you know, none of that set me free.
但你要知道，这些所有的没有一样能够使得我得自由。
And besides that, I know a lot of other truth.
在这个之外，我还知道很多其他所谓的真理。
If you find two Easter eggs in the hunt, and I find two Easter eggs in the hunt, that will be four Easter eggs.
如果你要是在那个复活节去找蛋，你能找到两个，我也能找到两个，放在一起就变成四个。
I'm pretty smart, huh?
我还是很聪明。
I know the truth.
我知道这个真理。
But when Jesus says, "You shall know the truth," he's not talking about ideology or philosophy.
当耶稣说你会认识真理，他不是在说我们所谓的理想，所谓的哲学。
When Jesus speaks of the truth, he's speaking of himself.
当他说真理的时候，耶稣说真理的时候，他是讲他自己。
Jesus is the truth.
耶稣是真理。
You see, he is the embodiment, the incarnation of the eternal God.
他是永恒上帝成为肉身。
And to know him is to know the one who through the resurrection can set us free.
就认识他就是认识那种通过这个复活能够使得我们得自由的那一位。
Do you know the truth today?
你今天知道真理吗？
Have you been set free?
你有没有得到自由？
Some of you may be bound or tied up today.
你们今天你们中间有些人可能是
被捆绑很紧 bondage.
有很多种不同的这样的捆绑
There's the cultural bondage of our society.
有我们这个社会所给我们带来的文化上的捆绑
Consumerism, that is getting things, is a part of our bondage.
消费主义这就是说尽量得到很多的东西这是我们捆绑之一
Television.Creates images in our mind that are false, and they create a bondage.
在电视给我们一些那种虚伪的、虚假的这样的所谓的形象，这是对我们的捆绑。
But then some people are bound inside by resentment.
但我们有些人是在内心深处被捆绑，被他们心中间的苦毒捆绑。
Bound by anger.
被愤怒捆绑。
Bound by an unforgiving spirit.
被那些不饶恕的灵捆绑。
And Jesus says, I want to set you free.
耶稣说，我要使你得自由。
The verse that comes to mind is the verse in the 14th chapter of John.
这个经文是约翰福音第十四章。
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth.And the life.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
Let's all say that out loud together.
让我们一块来大声来喊
English and Chinese at the same time.
中文英文一块讲
Jesus said,
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
Jesus has been raised from the dead and has demonstrated that he is the truth.
耶稣基督从死里复活就表明了他就是真理。
Will you allow him to set you free?
你愿意让他使得你得自由吗?
Now, some years ago, a young man came to me and said, I don't want to be a Christian.
几年前有一个年轻人来到我面前说我不想做基督徒。
I said, okay, don't be a Christian.
我说没问题，不要做基督徒。
But why don't you want to be a Christian?
我就你为什么不想做基督徒
？He said, "Oh, Christians can't do a lot of things that I like to do."
他说基督徒很多事情我想做的事情都不能做。
And he began going down the list of things that Christians shouldn't do.
他就从那一条一条这样算下来，基督徒做不了的事情。
I said, you don't quite understand the nature of Christian freedom.
我说你实际上不太了解基督徒的自由是什么意思。
I said to the young boy, I've listened to your list of things that Christians should not do.
我跟这个年轻人说，我听到你刚才所列的条条框框，基督徒所不能做的事情。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
I can do those things.
我可以做这些事情。
However,Because I'm a Christian, I don't have to do those things.
我说，但是因为我是基督徒，所以我没有必要去做这些事情。
I have better options.
我有更好的选择。
I am not restrained by my faith, I'm set free.
我不是被我自己的信仰所这样子捆绑住，我是得到了自由。
But he said, you Christians are not supposed to smoke.
你不要说你们基督徒，我们不能抽烟。
Well, I said, you know, that's on my list of things to do.
我说这个是在我的这个条条框中间一个，其中一个我不可以做，我不要做这些。
But on my list, it's about 130th. It's about 130.
是在130条。
And I haven't gotten past the first six, and I'm 80 years old.
我前面六个我还没到呢，我就已经八十岁了。
So I don't think I'm ever going to get around to it.
我说我可能再也不会有那个机会去到那一条。
Because I don't have to.
因为我没有必要去做那个。
All the things that the world depends upon and that binds the world are the things from which I've been set free.
对，所有的这些事情，这个世界都在依靠着，都被捆绑的，我完全得到了自由。
Let's go to the last. Okay. Here's number four.
第四条。
Resurrection life is a life of hope and not fear.
复活的生命是有盼望的。没有惧怕的生命。
Fear is everywhere.
惧怕是到处都有。
Early this morning, my wife got an email.
今天早上我太太收到了一个电邮。
The email says that one of the brand new houses in the development in which we live was broken into and things were stolen from inside.
那电邮就说我们所住的那一片中间有一个崭新的房子被人给冲进去，被人然后里边的东西都被拿走。
That can make you just a little bit afraid, can't it?
这可能会让你觉得有点害怕，会不会？
I wonder how safe I am.
我就觉得我到底有多安全。
I wonder if someone's going to break into my house.
我不知道是不是有人 会冲进我的房间。
You see, for many reasons, our world is filled with fear.
很多的原因，我们这个世界充满了恐惧。
But resurrection brings to you and me a hope that the world doesn't have.
但是这个复活带来给你和我带来这个世界所没有的盼望。
Now, I want you to look at a passage of scripture that I preached from here.I think 2 years ago at Easter.
我想让大家来看这样的一个经文。大概两年前复活节的时候，我曾经讲过一篇道。
It is one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the New Testament.
新约中间，这是我非常喜欢的一段经文之一。
Peter is writing that in the great mercy of God, He has given us new birth into a living hope.By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得如此说，他称造上帝，称造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死人中复活，重生了我们，使我们有活的盼望。
That gets me very excited.
这让我非常的兴奋。
Because the new birth, you see, that's mentioned there, the new birth is the entrance into the living hope, and it comes.As a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
你看到这个重生，这个重生使得我们有活的盼望，因为这个原因是因为耶稣基督从死人中复活。
We don't have to live in fear.
我们不必活在恐惧之中。
We are people of hope.
我们是有盼望的人。
Now, that hope, my friends, is not wishful thinking.
这个盼望不是痴心妄想。
Oh, I hope things get better tomorrow.
哦，我盼望着明天的事情会情况会更好。
No, that's not the hope we're talking about.
不，这个不是我们所说的盼望。
The hope we're talking about is the hope inside, because of our firm confidence in the promises of the resurrected Christ.
这个盼望。这个盼望我们所说的是在我们心中间的盼望里边的盼望是对已经复活的耶稣基督的应许的坚定的信心
Jesus Christ is our hope.
耶稣基督是我们的盼望。
In Romans, I think that comes next. Romans, the fifth chapter, he talks about rejoicing or boasting in the hope of the glory of God. And that glory of God is the glorious resurrection that we celebrate today.
在罗马书保罗是如此说，让我们在欢欢喜喜盼望上帝的荣耀，这个荣耀就是耶稣基督从死里复活，这个荣耀我们今天在庆祝。
Now, I want to ask you to please turn to a portion of scripture in your Bible.
我想请大家来翻到你自己圣经中间一段经文。
It is 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
That's not always easy to find.
不太容易找到。
It's a small book.
是一个短短的书。
It's toward the end of your Bible.
在比较靠后，新约比较靠后一点。
And I want you to look at chapter 4.
想请大家读第四章，来看第四章。
And in chapter 4, we are going to read verses 14 through 18 to conclude our message.
我们从第十四节。
First Thessalonians 4, right.
Oh, okay. 第十三到十八节。
Verses 13 through 18.
Yeah, 四章十三到十八节。
Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of humankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring us with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left unto the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is our hope.
十三节到十八节，论到睡的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提在云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰，这就是我们的盼望。
So we encourage each other today with these words.
今天我们来用这些话也来激励彼此。
Say together with me aloud, English or Chinese, He is risen.
所以我们现在就可以用中文英文一块来讲，他复活了。
Again.
他复活了。
And He's coming again.
他会再来。
We encourage each other with these words. The resurrection is not a religion.
我们来用这些话来彼此激励。
It's a relationship.
不是宗教，而是关系。
It's not cautious, but adventurous and risk-taking through faith in the resurrected Christ.
不是小心翼翼，而是因对复活的基督的信心而冒险。
It is not bondage. It is full freedom in Christ.
不是捆绑，而是在基督里完全的自由。
It is not fear.
不是惧怕。
We are filled with hope.
而是充满盼望。
Let me pray for you, please.
让我来为你们祷告。
I pray for those that are here today, Lord, that are in bondage.
我今天来为自己在我们中间被捆绑的人来祷告。
Whatever the bondage may be.
无论不管这个捆绑是如何的捆绑。
There may be addictions.
可能是一种瘾。
Be it to drugs or pornography.
不管是一些毒品或者一些黄色的东西。
It may be the bondage of resentment or unforgiveness.
或者在心中间的苦毒还有不饶恕这样的捆绑。
But we thank you that the resurrected Christ sets us free.
我们感谢你复活的主使得我们得自由。
For we receive the one who is the truth.
因为我们所接受的就是那位真，那位他本身就是真理的那位。
I pray for those here, Lord, whose lives are boring and uneventful.
我也为这中间他们觉得他们自己生命实在是没有什么意思。
Today they would be introduced to one who is dead and is now alive.
我他们今天将会被引进来认识这位他本来是死的，现在复活了。
They will begin to live a new life of risk and dynamic.
他们就可以开始来活一种新的生活，这种冒风险又有生命力。
Holy Spirit of God, work among us this day.
上帝的圣灵啊，在我们中间今天来运行。
To bring glory and honor to the resurrected Christ.
来带领把这些荣耀来归给复活的基督。
It's in His name we pray.
奉他的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't tell my story.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell now.
I told the story.
Yeah, you can tell.
他还有个故事他要讲。
I have a quick story to tell you.
他有一个小故事跟大家讲。
I've told you this story before.
以前跟你讲过这个故事。
There was an evangelist by the name of Ackley.
有一个传福音的一个传道人叫 Ackley.
Mr. Ackley was preaching in a church each night.
每天晚上他在一个教会里面讲道。
And each night, a Jewish man would come and sit in the back and leave before the service was over.
有一个犹太人，他每天晚上都来，他会坐在教会的后边。当这个整个敬拜完了之前，他都会离开。
Mr. Ackley determined that he was going to get to talk to that Jewish man.
他就决定了，我一定要跟那个人讲话，要跟那个犹太人讲话。
So when he came to the end of his message one night, he slipped from the pulpit and went to the back of the church.
他就有一天，当他讲到讲快讲完的时候，他就从这个前台走下来。跑到后边去。
The pastor of the church took the invitation and the benediction.
这个牧师，这个教会的牧师就开始来邀请大家，然后再来祝福。
Mr. Ackley met this Jewish man as he was leaving.
这个 Ackley 先生他就在当这个犹太人要离开的时候，他就迎向他。
And the Jewish man was a bit surprised.
这个犹太人有点吃惊。
Mr. Ackley said, "I'm so glad you've come each night."I hope this has been helpful.
Ackley 先生就说，我真的是很高兴你每天晚上都来，我盼望着我所讲的对你有帮助。
The Jewish man said, much of what you say sounds wonderful.
这犹太人就说，你讲的很多的都非常的好。
But what I cannot understand is how an intelligent man like you would worship a Jew who died 2,000 years ago.
他说我不能理解的，像你这么聪明的人怎么会敬拜一个在2000年前死掉的一个犹太人。
Mr. Ackley was challenged by these words.
Ackley 先生就被他这些话被挑战。
He did his best to answer.
他就尽力的来回答他的问题。
But he went back and he began writing words that were then placed into a hymn.
他就等他回去之后，他就来思考，写下了诗歌。
He wrote, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
他写的就是我侍奉一个复活的主，他今天在世上活着。
I know that he is living, whatever man may say.
我知道他确的确活着，不管人怎么说。
I see his hand of mercy.
我见他手施怜悯。
I hear his voice of cheer.
听闻他安慰声。
And just the time I need him, he's always near.
每次当我寻求他，总必答应。
And then in the chorus he writes, he lives.
在副歌说， 耶稣基督今天仍然活着。
Christ Jesus lives today.
他今天仍然活着。
He walks with me and talks with me a long life's narrow way.
他与我谈话，他伴我走，走过生命窄路。
He lives.
他活着，他活着。
Salvation to impart.
救恩临到万邦。
You ask me how I know He lives.
你若问我怎么知道他活着。
He lives within my heart.
他活在我心中。
Friends, I've met the risen Savior.
朋友们，我
这就是复活的主。He changed my life.
这就是复活的主，他改变了我的生命。